What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Now, I'm not a fan of Destiny. He recently came out with the video where it said, I think, actually it was Undead Chronic who did the review on it, where he said that, where Destiny said that men who pick younger women are predators. When he himself met his wife when he was 30 and she was 20. Foot and mouth. But he's gonna try to... This is what I noticed about Destiny. He paints a fucking really obscure lens on shit. He's comparing the lifestyle of a pickup artist and associating MGTOW men to I don't know, whatever culture this dickhead is referring to, and I feel like I'm trailing off here, so it's just, I feel confused because Destiny himself is fucking confusing. Let me give you an example. You know what? I'll just let the video play. And here's the thing is that Destiny didn't, in the beginning of this video, he didn't put, he's doing a highlight reel and then immediately going into commenting. So it's going to seem out of place. It's going to seem all over the place. Let's get into it.
I'm not saying that it's sexy to have a guy like in a nade outfit, like going around. Like I think that as an older man, I think that's one of the big advantages that I have over younger men. But for men, that you have to say that. Like, hey,
yeah,
it's not gay to clean your butthole. The broad sweeping of like, all the bad things that are happening to men are just feminine, or all the bad things that are happening to women are just masculine, I think that it overrides the fact that in some ways, a lot of us are more similar than we are different, even though there are real differences, because it causes us to miss like a lot of the problems. So for instance, you gave the example of like women want men that earn more than them in general, because they like to look up to men. That is kind of true. But it's true in the sense that you look up to a guy that earns more than you, but you can look up to men in other ways too. It doesn't just have to be at the workplace. So, like, here's a stat that I thought was really interesting. Women are more likely to break up with men, I think, when women are earning more household income than the man. But when you dig into those relationships, you find out what's going on. Even women that out-earn men in the workplace are still doing a lion's share of the housework, that, like, the guys feel emasculated and they won't even do housework or whatever. And it's like, well, no shit that these women are going to break up more than. If you're earning the money and the guy's too lazy or stupid to even fucking keep the house together, then why the fuck would you stay with a guy like that? But
so there it is right there. Right fucking there is the issue, is that Destiny gives a pass to one side and then doesn't give a pass to the other. I can't tell you how many times he's complained and argued that, like, oh, if you're making the bulk of the money and then you come home and you still don't want to clean, well, no fucking shit, she fucking leaves you. And now he's saying, well, if she's making the bulk of the money and paying all the bills and paying all the rent, you're staying at home being a lazy fuck, yeah, she has every right to leave you. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. This is Destiny. A pass for one side and go fuck the other. And that's a very liberal mindset. This is why I fucking despise this piece of shit. And by the way, that blue dye that he refuses to touch up, or excuse me, that he doesn't, I mean, it just stays blue. You need to dye it, bro. Every so often you need to re-dye that shit. And the way that it stays blue and he still has his roots, I mean, it lets me know that this guy like hardly ever showers. Because when I used to have fucking red dye in my hair back in the emo days, dude, within a week that shit would start to turn fucking maroon. And I'd have to retouch that shit up because I would shower twice a day. On the rare occasions that I would shower once a day, bro. No. Like, I would need to retouch that shit up. From the roots all the way down to the fucking... You know what I mean? So I know for a fact that Destiny doesn't fucking shower. And this motherfucker wants to run around and tell people, you know, how to live their life when he himself doesn't live his own life in that fashion.
But people will look at those cities and be like, oh, well, this is why women shouldn't be earning as much money. It's ruining the relationships. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, no, this is why men that are staying at home should learn how to do the fucking housework. But then you get a lot of these guys that are like 25 years old and they don't even know to like clean the lint trap in their dryer or work a washing machine. And it's like, well, yeah, no shit. A lot of women are looking for men that just earn more or whatever. Because for women that have stepped into the traditionally masculine role of earning money, guys can't assume any of the traditional feminine roles, like basic maintenance of a house. But if they could... Mm-hmm. If they got more into their feminine energy there, maybe those relationships would actually be more successful. The guy can still be like a...
So in other words, if you learn how to clean the lint trap in your dryer, then, you know, that makes you qualified to be in a woman's life. Now, let me tell you something. For the longest time, I was privileged as a kid to have a mother that did my laundry. She taught me how to do it at age 12 because I got sick and tired of her fucking going through my laundry. Like, she was looking for drugs and condoms and shit, and I was just too much of a loser to do any of that. So I started doing it on my own, and I was privileged. Now check this shit out, guys. You guys are gonna lose your fucking minds. I was privileged enough to have a dryer that had a lint trap that wasn't connected to the dryer. I'll repeat that. I had a dryer that didn't have a lint trap connected to the dryer. What does that have anything to do with? That means I never had to clean the lint trap. It was an expensive fucking dryer. I don't even know how we got it. My dad just came home with it one day. And he did it for my mom. He did that for my mother. And I never had to clean the lint trap. I don't know how. I don't know. Like, it did not have a fucking lint trap. On top of the dryer, inside the dryer, nowhere to be found. And my fucking clothes always came out perfect. So here's the thing. This guy, he wants to tell you that if you don't know how to clean the fucking lint dryer, and I didn't know how to clean it for years. Like, when I went to another place, same concept. I moved to an apartment complex, a bougie-ass fucking apartment complex in Orange County, no lint dryer, or no lint catch. First time I went over to a buddy's house, he like pulled out this thing, and I was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, it's a lint catch. What the fuck is that for? For catching lint. I was like, what? Like, I just didn't understand that. And he goes, yeah, every dryer has one. I was like, well, no, it doesn't. Sure enough, one day he goes over, and I'm doing laundry with the tap card at the time. It's like money that you have to load onto a card and then, you know, run it to a machine. And he's like, look, dude. And then he goes through one of the dryers and we did not find a lint trap anywhere. We were trying to figure it out. And we, you know, curious me, talks to the owner of the complex. And he's like, yeah, we've installed lintless dryers. And we were just like fucking blown away, and we're like, how does it work? And it just like, it captures the lint in a bigger, like in a bigger machine, or it's like a bigger lint catch, and then you dump that out. So he showed us this big enormous thing that was catching this fucking enormous amount of lint, and it was just like a disposable fucking box. You just throw the box away. So what do you say then? Or how about, like what was it? Like, my buddy never had to dust a day in his life because he installed a shit ton of those air purifiers. And that's all he ever did was just run that shit 24/5, you know, 24/7 throughout his house. Never had to dust, or hardly ever had to dust. So the thing that I'm telling you is that Destiny, I came from a place of moderate privilege. And what Destiny's trying to tell you, you know what? Let me flip the script here. Let me rewind a little bit. The first serious girlfriend I ever had, we went to, you know, we both grew up in Huntington Beach. But the thing is that I spent a little bit of time kind of like being raised in the hood between the ages of like 5 to 11 in Los Angeles. So the Mexican grocery stores over there, they don't have like money for hired help to bag groceries, right? That was something of privilege in certain cities. Downey was one of them. Downey had a Lucky's and a Ralph's where they would bag the groceries for you. But I never forgot that if you go to Southgate or Inglewood or wherever, you got to bag your own shit. So you basically learned how to become a bagger at a very young age. Now, fast forward to that moment, right? Me and my then girlfriend were standing in line. And I remember my stepdad, he steps up to pay and I go to bag the groceries. And she's like, wait, you got to bag your own groceries here? And I swear to God, everybody in line just looked at her and just started kind of chuckling. And I started laughing. I said, yes, of course. Like, what do you mean? And she said, well, isn't there somebody who does that for you? And I was like, no, sweetheart, like, you got to bag your own stuff here. And we thought it was sweet, right? She was so fucking sweet. Fuck, she was so hot. And fast forward to today. I still step up to the plate and bag my own shit because I just, it's a thing. It's just built in me. And that's what I'm trying to say is that it's either built in you or not. This is my apartment. If I have a girl living in here, I'm not going to let her touch my shit. Because I like my shit a certain fucking way. So if I want to keep it that way, I got to clean it. And if she wants to step up to the plate and say, hey, I'm going to fucking clean this apartment and I'm going to keep it exactly the way you have it, by all means. And that's the way that's the way every relationship that I've ever had was. They just step up to the plate and make your life easier. My stepdad hated fucking cleaning and he hated cooking, so he went out of his way to spend a little extra money to have food delivered to his door by a professional cook, or had a maid service come once a week to clean up the house. So every time I came back from school on a Friday, my fucking room was flawless, and I kept it that way. That's the problem that I have. You know what I mean? That's the problem that I have as an adult now, is with the shit that Destiny says, is that, dude, you could still be a good person and come from a place of privilege and say, like, you know what, dude, I just don't know how to clean something, or I just don't have the drive in me. You know what I mean? To clean the fucking house. And his whole argument right here is like, yeah, if the bitch makes all the fucking money and she's paying all the rent and the bills, and the guy's not cleaning, yeah, she has every right to fucking kick him out. Well, dude, what if the guy has a great fucking personality? He's able to navigate through a woman's bullshit and her fucking anger and her arguments and all her everything, right? So she's gonna leave because the guy doesn't clean? That's what my ex did. She left me, a guy who was willing to defend her, a guy who was willing to fucking listen, a guy who was willing to pay all her shit. She left because she felt that, I think her reason was emotional. And then when she got that guy who was emotional, but he was lazy, he didn't want to fight anybody, he didn't want to stand up for her honor at any fucking point in time, just basically let her step all over him. And she left him, because he was a fucking bitch. And when she came back to me, I was like the whole 180. I was like, no, dude, you're going to carry the bulk of this relationship, because I've already done that before, and it fucking, you left me. So this is what I'm going to do. You're going to carry this relationship, and I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. When she realized she lost, like, everything that was great about me, she lost, that was it. It was game over. She realized she fucked up. And the day that she told me, why can't you just love me the way you used to? And I looked at her dead in the eyes and I said, because you threw it the fuck away. That's why. You made me realize that it was stupid to be that fucking caring. To be that loving. You made me realize that it was fucking pointless to be that loving. There's no point. Who gives a fuck? Like, you're going to leave anyway, whether I be loving or not. If you can give 110% and that person still leaves, who gives a fuck? There's no argument, there's no logic, there's no nothing that you can say to justify that. That's like a player quitting in the middle of winning the game. That's like, I just made a great example, dude. I can't get into it. But my point is that Destiny's got it backwards, dude. What he thinks is like, oh, if you're just going to be a lazy fuck, no shit, she needs, you know, she's going to leave. It's beyond that, dude. If he's got great, let's say he's got a bunch of shit qualities and he doesn't clean. So what are you saying? That she's going to stay in the relationship because he cleans? It makes no fucking sense to me.
Like a Chad, he could be 6 feet tall, he could be whatever, but the woman could be working and he could like maintain the house in like a really positive way. But it seems like that thing never happened. So instead he just gets blamed on like false masculinity or femininity or whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so my thing about asking men to do like the housework and stuff, first of all, I think it can get, it sounds silly, but I think people can get, a little bit like resentful. So I just like pre-prescribed roles. I do the inside chores. My husband does the outside chores. And if I need help with something, you know, inside the house that I'm sick or something, then he's going to do that for me. And then if he's sick, I'll like take over. But I like that delineation because, you know, sometimes a woman would be like, well, I took out the trash 2 times today and you took it out no times. So I just tend to favor that. But that's what.
And see, like I said about that, the guy's from the military. I grew up in a household that was, for a brief moment of time, you know, operated by a guy who was an ex-sheriff. And he taught me how to clean. Well, I forgot now, but he taught me, like, the right way to clean. Like, in between the cracks of the fucking floorboards and, you know, with a toothbrush and a very, you know, how to clean the windows properly with newspaper. How to get rid of streaks, how to vacuum the right way. You know, it requires like 5 passes and, you do the top layer and then the middle layer and then the bottom layer. And you fucking just run that motherfucker until it's spotless. He taught me how to remove stains from the carpet. He taught me how to properly disinfect, a small section of the counter. The entire counter needs to be disinfected. You take everything the fuck off, clean that motherfucker twice, 3 times, first you get rid of the fucking debris, and then the second you run fucking bleach on it, and then the third time for good measure, you Windex it. Now, to some of you guys, like, dude, that's a little excessive. Well, you know what, man? It was the right way to do it. He taught me the right way to do it. And so, in order for the water to not get in between the sink and the fuck, I forget what it's called. The sink and the fuck, it's not a cabinet. Basically the table or whatever that the sink sits on, because water does get in between that. In order to make sure that that doesn't happen, you lift it up a little bit and you get in there. Like, you scrub that motherfucker down so that you don't leave any fucking debris whatsoever. So cleaning my home is kind of like a little pride that I take. There's an extra step. There's a way that I do things. And that's what it sounds like her man does. And she does the gardening, which is something different, you know, that's outside of his skill level. And it decorates the outside of the house, which is perfect because now you have two powers where the outside is reflective of the inside and the inside is reflective of the outside. Right? And again, they were both in the military, so they both understand how a household is supposed to look. Destiny, you know, comes from a place of, I mean, he still does childish fucking things, dude. Playing video games in the middle of a fucking discussion. You see what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't really respect the other person's time. He values and respects his entertainment more than he respects another person's discussion. By the way, I don't know if you've seen the original version of this, but he's eating before they start talking to each other. He's eating in the middle of them talking. And I understand that you have streams and shit, but dude, take the time to fucking take care of yourself. And this is what I mean about liberals, and I've said this time and time again. The reason why they get caught farting on TV, the reason they get caught fucking doing disgusting things, is because they don't take the time to take care of themselves. You know, one dude was jacking off during fucking COVID, you know, on TV. And then another dude was caught farting, and then another dude fucking took the microphone and was shitting or pissing in the fucking pisser. It's because, and I've said this before, narcissistic people, the attention and the surroundings, that gives them so much fucking drive and, narcissistic supply, that they're too focused on the supply rather than just taking care of themselves. I can't tell you how many times I see this shit. They're too focused on the high than they are taking care of themselves. And so it shows when they're fucking eating on stream or, you know, what is it? When they're shitting and jacking off and fuck it. Like, it goes on and on and on. Like, just go take care of yourself. Go fucking piss. Go shit. Go eat. Go off stream for a little bit. Go take the time to eat. Said, no, I'm going to stay on stream and I'm going to make you guys watch me eat. I'm going to make you guys watch me play video games in the middle of this discussion. I'm going to make you guys, watch me jack off before I do a quick stream here.
That's what I mean by maybe women need to be working part-time or seeing if they would enjoy staying home. That's my point, because that is really overwhelming, because on average, like, these guys are out earning women. At least that's the last time I checked.
That's true.
So if he's working 40 to 60 hours a week, and we'll just do the 40, because I don't think a lot of guys want to go past that. Mm-hmm. If he's working 40 hours a week and he's earning most of the money, he might be under more stress. And so he walks through the door like, oh, can you clean this? And I get it, because the women are working full time too. But maybe together we can find a way to get one of you. And I think I tend to favor the lens where the woman does this, where one of you can work part time or try to stay home. It's just too much.
Sure. I mean, like, I broadly kind of agree with you there. I don't think it has to be, like, it doesn't have to be the woman that stays home, I guess.
Yeah, but it's not sexy to have a house husband. I think, you know, can some guys do it and maintain polarity? Like, yes. But I don't think that, because I think women get, like, a little bit vindictive. I think they'll be like,
oh, this is going to sound like I'm making this up when mm-hmm. I say this, but, like, this is going to sound like I'm just making some blue pill shit up, but, like, And this sound is so fucking cringe to even think this, but like, I've had more than one woman be impressed that I know like the difference between my fucking washing machine and dryer. That like a woman saw me folding clothes once and she's like, I can't believe you actually do that. Like, I'm not saying that it's sexy to have a guy like in a fucking maid outfit, like going around like dusting the ceilings, but I think it is attractive when a man can maintain a home. Like walking into a boy's room and he's a schizophrenic, like the TV is sitting on a pizza box and there's one chair that has a hole in it and then a mattress no box spring laying in a room across the hall. I think that is a really unattractive thing. No woman walks in and is like, that's so masculine that he like lives like an actual like Ted Bundy serial killer, you know?
So here's the thing. My TV sits on two fucking moving boxes that I've yet to unpack. Why? Because the job that I work, I make just enough money to fucking pay off my bills, my rent, and have enough money for my medication and my, and like money to spend going out and eating, you know, in an emergency situation. So what do? I got a skill saw, I got a drill, and I just need to get a hold of some flat, like a I forget the word. It's basically God damn it, dude! It's basically chunks of wood that are plastered together to make God damn, dude! The fucking chick upstairs. Every time I start recording, she's fucking always pacing around, and it distracts me. Particle board. I just need to get particle board. That's it. Particle board is dirt cheap. It's like $4 a sheet. And every time I have the money, I don't have the time to go pick it up. Or when I have the time to pick it up, I don't have the money. And, you know, I need to get safety glasses. And I need to have a place to cut the material. I can't cut the shit out in front of my house because, you know, because people are fucking nosy, and then they start fucking inquiring, and they start asking shit. But I build my own shit. I want to make floating shelves for my TV. I want to make a floating shelves for my closet, so that I don't have to fucking buy another $200 dresser and have it fall apart on me like I did last time. I bought a fucking IKEA piece of shit. And then as soon as I tried to move it, the fucking thing just starts breaking. It starts almost falling apart. It created all this fucking chaos. So, you know, the fact that the women that he was hooking up with in the past know the difference between a dryer and a washer, that lets me know the type of woman that he seeks. Now, let me repeat that. A woman who is easily impressed by something like that lets me know the type of woman that he seeks, the type of woman that he picks. And these are women that are fucking bottom of the barrel. It makes sense now why he picked, you know, this chick to be in a polyamorous relationship with and married her, is because he's not really that serious about her. He's not. If he loses her, fine. If he does, if he keeps her around, and he keeps her around because he can fool around, and she can fool around. In his mindset, it's like, dude, if I get the best of both worlds, then she's the one for me. While simultaneously demonizing conservatives for living their culture and their lifestyle. You see what I mean? Here, let me demonize you guys because you guys won't let women just live their life. Pardon. I always get nasal problems whenever I do these, no matter how many times I blow my nose or clear my throat before I make a video. And he's constantly doing this. He demonizes one side and pardons the other. And the other side that he pardons is the very side that he's on.
No? Like,
Okay. Hold on. Have we just like theorized that maybe these women dated losers before you? Like have we theorized this?
But I think that's an issue though, because
there you go. I didn't even have to fucking call it out. She called it out for me. The types of women that he picks are fucking women that fucking pick losers. and that are easily impressed by money, fame, and fortune. I'm not fucking dumb. The fact that I have to say that out loud, I gotta reassure myself. I'm not fucking dumb. I know Destiny. I can read him like a fucking book. This guy is just, he's just a walking contradiction. And people like that are fucking dangerous. Because they'll fucking side with you, and they'll sound professional, they'll sound courteous, and they'll sound everything, just like the chick from Bud Light. They will sound like they're overqualified for the position, and then the moment that you put them in that position of power, they fuck it up. Because their self-interests are far more valuable than the interests of the company, the household, the family, the wife, the kids, everything.
Because being able to just do house shit for a lot of guys is like some feminine shit. Like being able to like do the washing machine and like being able to do your laundry.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Because there's no reason. There's no reason why a guy can't do housework. He should be able to. If men can fucking conduct wars and lead countries and like fucking discover how to split atoms, they should be able to work the fucking washing machine, I think.
Yeah. No. I don't like that. But I think.
Sorry, I was having trouble trying to pause that. But my point is that that's how he sees men, today's men, as very, I forgot the word. It's like a word that's used to describe, machismo, false machismo. He's using men that he has experienced in the past. Again, beg pardon. He's using men that have this false sense of machismo to describe you, to describe me. And it pisses me off because this guy pardoned his fucking behavior, but will not pardon yours. He'll pardon the liberals' behavior and justify and create all this fucking mental gymnastics, this philosophical debate and dispute on why it's okay for them to do adult activities, but it's not okay for you to do that. Right? Like, she cornered him. She was like, are you sure you're not just picking fucking chicks that are deadbeats, that are fucking retards, that are dumbasses? And the first thing that comes out of his mouth is like, well, I mean, if a man can conduct a war, if a man can do this, if a man can do that, surely he can do household chores. That's not what the fuck the argument was about. The argument was, are you sure you're not picking deadbeat fucking women? No one is saying that a man can't fucking pick up his dish and go wash it. No one's implying that. No one's saying that. Like, he keeps going back to that because what he's doing is justifying his behavior. Like, what he's doing, and he does this constantly. By the way, this was an argument that Naked Ape said. He said, you constantly do this. Right when you're being cornered, you pick another argument to overinflate your stance, and then you keep fucking nagging at that, or excuse me, you keep using that as an argument, and you keep doing that to glorify and massage your position. I can't tell you how many times he does that. Instead of addressing like, yeah, you know what? You're probably right. I do pick deadbeat ass women. He's like, no, it's not that. It's just that men are fucking retards. They're dumb. The idea that they don't want to do household chores and, you know, because that's too feminine or whatever the fuck he says. That's not what the argument was about.
When we see men who lack in being able to keep up the house, I think it's usually a sign of an overbearing mother who just did everything for you. So, like, my husband...
Wrong. Dead wrong. Dead fucking wrong. My dad didn't do chores because his mother used to beat the shit out of him for not doing the dishes. And so he would hide the dishes in the room. And so, like, he never got over that. He keeps the dishes in the room because he was ashamed or scared that his mother was going to beat the fuck out. Well, I guess it's true. Somewhat of what she's saying. And so whenever she would see the dishes in his room, you know, hiding underneath the bed or, you know, in a cupboard somewhere, you know, she would fuck his ass up. And it wasn't because he was lazy, it's because he was afraid to leave the room. Until this day, when he's running late on rent or when he's running late on something, there's dishes in his room. There's dishes in the sink. Like, he just won't do other things because he's punishing himself for what he's incapable of doing physically. Or he's punishing himself physically for what he can't do, what he can't manifest. Fuck, I forget the word. I'm not sure if it's metaphoric now, dude. Ethereal? I don't even think that's the word. But things that are physically in his control end up suffering because the things that are out of his control, non-physically, are what's taking the toll on him.
Is a very clean man. He uh-huh. picks up after himself. In fact, I would probably be the messier type. But it's like, your man is not necessarily supposed to add to your plate or your stress, where he's just, well, I'm not doing anything. I'm making all these dishes and throwing my clothes on the floor. No, he would appreciate that you stay home and try not to add to your plate. That's like a respect for a role, right? So I get what you're saying, but it sounds like a lot of women are just dating straight up losers. Like, how the hell you don't know how to clean your house?
Well,
like, you don't
know how to cook either? Sure, but that's my position, right? That's where I'm saying, like, this is, like, I think what a lot of women are running into is a lot of men don't get that house training because they don't need to, because, like, their mom and dad don't train them because that's what the daughters learn, because guys are just supposed to marry a woman that takes care of all of that for them, and then guys end up not even being able to do, like, basic fucking necessities.
So the reason why is because there's two fucking people working. Did he ever fucking stop to think about that? That the reason why he wasn't trained, that the boy wasn't trained properly, is because he came home to a household where both fucking parents were at work and didn't have the time to teach him, didn't have the time to tell him. So they come home, they see dishes, they see trash, and they're like, well, fuck it, I guess that's the way it is. That's one position. Or they come home, they see the dishes and the trash, and they fucking scream and yell at the kid, and they beat the shit out of him because they're not participating in cleaning the house. When it's basically like, read my mind. Why isn't the trash taken out? It's like, because you didn't ask him. Why the fuck should I have to ask him? He should just do it. Does that sound familiar? You can't expect somebody to fucking know something if you don't tell them. And that's the thing about Destiny, is that he constantly wants people to read his mind and just accept the fact that he's right. And it fucking irks the fuck out of me. Because I can't tell you how many liberal men are like that. You should just know. It doesn't work that way. It's never worked that way. In the history of fucking mankind, never has it worked out that way. You don't just know something. You have to fucking sit down and discuss and create a game plan. As a matter of fact, Hammerhand has talked about this. He's like, people get into these relationships. You know, they hook up and then it's like, okay, you're my girlfriend, but they never sit down and talk about the limits and the boundaries and things. It's just kind of like said unspoken. So is it any wonder why these relationships end up falling apart or breaking up or anything? Because they never took the time to sit down and evaluate the ethics and the values. They sleep with people who have no common interests or no common values and principles and ethics. And then they create a relationship with them, further not discussing those things. So it makes sense why they fall apart, why those relationships fall apart.
I think that might be more of you just having a conservative upbringing. I mean, I see it too. Like, in the lion community, there's some chores that are for boys and there's some chores that are for girls. But at the end of the day, if you're raising a useless child, you're raising a useless child. Like, men need to know how to cook and men need to know how to clean. That's bad parenting.
Sure, but I mean, like,
I get that the red pill is like, oh, that's...
There you go. I just said it. I just fucking said it.
It's not, you know, he's not cute if a man does a dish. It's like, okay, so if we're talking about, like, traditional. Uh-huh. If your girl is in her first trimester, you acting like you're not going to do some dishes even if you're working 40 plus hours a week, right? That's a tough time. Uh-huh. That's what you're there for, is to lean on each other. What I will say is that women cap, you know, on the feminist side of things, talking about is foreplay when he does dishes. And now, unless it's like an acts of service thing and that's her love language, I'm just like, y'all are just trying not to clean the house. That's what I think. I think that they're just trying to make men do things.
I don't know. I feel like having a person that can, like, take care of the house and clean shit up, I think for a lot of women, it's not going to be like, oh my God, like, my panties are dripping. But it's like being with another adult that's capable of, like, keeping shit clean, I think is a very attractive quality. Like, I think that as an older man, I think that...
In what fucking country? That's attractive that a man can fucking clean up after himself? In what fucking country? Because I know thousands of women that are attracted to men who don't take care of themselves but have tons of money. I can't tell you how many chicks I know that are involved with a drug dealer of some sort. A guy who's addicted to drugs, skinny as fuck. And like I said this before, people that get random tattoos, it's like there's no theme behind it. It's just patches of fucking tattoos everywhere. Tend to have a fucking... what are those, like, sporadic moments? And they're like, yeah, you know what, I want a tattoo. And then they go out and they get a fucking cross. Or they get, you know, something just randomly put on their body. With no fucking meaning. It's just one random tattoo after another. I can't tell you how many times I see that shit. You know, these guys that are selected for breeding... For the simple fact that they have something that another girl finds attractive. The only time that a woman ever finds that shit attractive is when she's literally hitting the wall. Like, wow, a responsible guy. Yeah, no shit. That should have been attractive to you, like, from fucking day one. Let me give you an example. A girl that I went to school with, she had straight A's and I had fucking bombing grades, dude. Again, because I knew I was going to move on to another school. And she was upset. She was thoroughly angry with me that I was failing all my classes because I was a reflection of her. But do you want to know why she, like, stayed? And then, she stayed for a while. And then when I moved to another school, obviously we broke up. And then we got back together in the summer. The reason why that happened was because of my personality and my character that was able to attract thousands of people. When we broke up, everyone was asking for me. And she's like, I couldn't escape you. You were everywhere. Everyone kept saying, like, wait, you know, why are you with this guy? Weren't you with Jack? Weren't you guys together? You know, why did you leave him? Like, he went to another school, so what? There's a phone call. You know, you guys can email each other. You guys can write to each other. And then you guys can see each other, you know, whenever you can. And then when you do, it'll be a special moment. No, of course not. Because there's no immediate, how do I explain this? There is no immediate reward. So when she realized she couldn't escape me, she left the other guy and tried to come back. But by that point in the summer, I had already fucked like 2-3 chicks. Well, I didn't. Yeah, I did. It got to a point where it was just like, dude, I'm like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Like, I see you just as another girl that's just going to come by and leave. And sure enough, it happened again. So now, she's attracted to guys that can maintain a house. You know, my ex from a long time ago. She told, like, I remember the last time we spoke, she told me that she's with a guy who had an outstanding GPA. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, so what else does he do? Like, other than just have an outstanding GPA? She's like, no, nothing, just that. It's stupid. It's stupid. I've never met a chick who's fucking impressed by a guy who can take care of his home. I've either seen women that are impressed by a guy who can buy a home, who can have a nice car, who can, you know, do great things. Never been impressed, or never seen a chick who's impressed by a guy who can wash his own dish. Maybe cook an entire meal. You know? But that's only because that comes from a place of passion. If a chick were to ask a guy how to put together a computer, well, I guess I shouldn't use that as an example because I don't know how. But I know how to put together a motor. I know how to put together, a vacuum. When I was a kid, I knew how to disassemble and reassemble a cassette tape. And it was only because, like, the cassette tapes used to get tight after a while, after you rewatched them so many times. So I had to relearn how to, take out the band and then, you know, put it back together. It's just one of those things where if you have a passion for something, you're going to figure out a way how to do that. And everything else is going to come last. So a man who takes care of his home is because he's passionate about his home. A man who takes care of his car is because he's passionate and leaves everything else is because he's passionate about his car. But the thing that women do is they associate that one passion with everything else. Oh, he must be passionate about everything in life. No, he's only passionate about that one. I know, for example, my buddy has a humidor, has a gun collection, keeps everything safe, keeps his home nice and clean, can't cook for shit. He knows how to cook ramen. I taught him how to cook rice one time, and he just stared at me like, dude, I didn't know you could cook rice in a pot. And I looked at him like, what? And he's like, yeah, dude, I didn't realize you could do that. And I'm like, do you want me to teach you? It's actually really fucking easy. He's like, yeah, could you? Showed him how to rinse the rice. He never even knew you had to do that. You have to rinse the rice 3-4 times until the water turns out clear. I was like, all right, put it in a pot with hot water so that it can get up to temperature quickly. Once it starts boiling, you put the rice in, let it boil again, and then put the lid on, fucking lower the heat. Let it, depending on the rice, if it's Japanese. And the water measurement. That's depends on the type of rice. If it's short grain, Japanese sticky rice, it's one for one. Well, I like to go one and a quarter for one. One and a quarter cup of water for every cup of rice. If it's long grain Indian rice, it's going to be 2 cups of water. Well, again, 2 and a quarter. That's what I do. I like it moist. And I was like, dude, if you're going to reheat it before it comes out dry, just put a little bit of fucking water on it. Tiny, just a spoonful. Mix it up with the water and then throw it in the fucking in the mic for about 30 seconds. You know, mix it up, throw it in the mic again for about another 10-15 seconds, depending on the intensity of the fucking microwaves. Dude was blown away. He was astonished. He's like, dude, you just saved me like $150 on a fucking rice cooker. I was like, dude, you know how to cook steak? He was like, no, dude. I was like, maybe I'll show you sometime. It's actually easier than fucking cooking the rice. Cook it 10 minutes on one side, depending on the cut, on how thick the cut is. I like to go 10 to 9 minutes on one side, and then six to three on the other. I like my shit medium. And then you just let it sit for about 2-3 minutes. Well, I like to let it sit for 2-3 minutes. Technically speaking, you're supposed to let it sit for 4 to 5. Some say 10, but I like my shit kind of like warm when I eat it. I mean, dude, there's a guy out there right now who knows how to take care of his house, you know, pick great cars, whatever, can't figure out plumbing, can't figure out electrical, can't figure out something else. The thing is that Destiny thinks that a man should be knowledgeable, you know, with intensity in how to clean a house. Like, his whole thing is about cleaning a house. Like, the reason why women leave relationships is because they don't know how to clean. No, dude. There's no passion in fucking cleaning. You have to find passion in that. There's no reward to, wow, your house looks clean. You just do it. It's kind of like showering. Wow, you know how to shower. No, dude, you just do it. You see what I mean? He sounds like a chick, over-glorifying a very simple fucking chore. And he does this time and time and time again.
I think that's one of the big advantages that I have over younger men. That if I were to bring like a 23-year-old girl over to my fucking apartment, that like, oh, look, like I have like a full bed. Like my shit is relatively put together. Like I don't have a bunch of fucking like Pepsi cans like littered all over my fucking desk and my carpet isn't fucking destroyed, right? That like having these like basic things down gives you a huge edge on other men in the dating market.
Yeah.
So I got a friend who lives like that. And once in a while I'll do that. Like every weekend, definitely on Saturday. I'll go out, I'll buy a shit ton of Arizona cans of every flavor. I'll drink them all day and all night, all morning, day and night. And then I'll let it sit there overnight, and then I wake up and I clean my room. That's just because I'm too busy fucking playing a video game or trying to learn guitar or trying to do something, and I don't want to get up. For some people, that timeline is a lot longer, and for some people, that timeline is a lot shorter. And the thing about Destiny is that he likes to live a cluttered-free life. He likes to have his space, as you can see in that tiny little picture, he likes to have his space clean because it's a reflection, his outside is a reflection of his inside. He's focused. And a person who's unfocused has a fucking messy place. Do you knock him? Fuck. I mean, I know Master Mechanic for Lexus. His house is a disaster. It's a fucking... Literally, you should call child services. He takes care of a fucking kid in a... Ugh. But he's a fucking master mechanic. So his whole entire focus is on work. That is where he fucking shines. He takes care of his work uniform more than he takes care of his actual fucking clothes. I remember I walked in, I saw piles of clothes everywhere, and he goes, "Sorry for the mess, man. I know it's really ridiculous." And I opened up his closet. I'm like, "Bro, you value something." And he goes, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you value your job more than you value your life." And he looked at me and he goes, "How did you know that?" And I was like, "Dude, I'm looking at your fucking house. What the fuck?" Like, I see where the passion's at. Because there's a reward to what you do at work. There's no reward to what you do at home. See what I mean? Like my buddy, he fucking sucks at his job, but when you go to his house, another buddy, you go to his house and it's like the cleanest. He's like, "Dude, fuck that job. I care more about, I just want my bills paid and I just want to be at home drinking a nice fucking beer." Not Bud Light.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I was attracted to my husband.
Yeah, I know, but man. I don't want to be like personal because you can attack. I'm not even attacking.
No, but
I
say like you can get personal.
Because for you, like it seems like because you're saying that like, oh yeah, like men aren't all losers and have problems. It's like, but fuck, you had to find a guy that was like 48 years old to be like good.
Hold on, sorry, I'm gonna have to rewind this, but she said something, and it like made my brain fry. She was attracted to her husband because of the way he kept his house. No, 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 no. No, 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 little girl. Let's not play foolish. Let's not lie. My sweet, don't do that. That is a ridiculous slap to every man's intelligence who has ever known you. She picked an officer in the fucking Navy. And she said this time and time again, that she was a fucking officer. I forget what it is, the word that fucking, that servicemen use to describe a woman who's, I think it's falcon hunting. I can't remember what the fuck the term was, dude. I could be off. But women who hunt guys that have higher positions of power in the military. She was attracted to that first and foremost, not his house. Let's get that fucking very clear. And a guy's in the fucking military, of course he's gonna live a clean life. Fuck, every dude that I've ever met who was in the military has a fucking clean house. They might eat like shit, clean house. They might fucking, take drugs as fuck. They might have nothing, but their backpack is stored away clean. Everything is fucking clean. So let's not live this life of bullshit here.
Like, good enough for you, and you're like 24, right?
No. Uh-huh. That's fine. You can say that.
Sure. And that's not a knock on you. I think that's an issue where, like, a lot of men aren't getting the training that they need. Like, people say, like, oh, like, women prefer older men, and then they try to do, like, some weird evil psych explanation. I think the reality is just, like, I think that...
Sorry, another thing that Destiny said that really bothered me was that men aren't getting the training they need. Interesting, because if we were to say that about a woman, like, women aren't getting the training they need, he would immediately deflect that and say, well, like men are supposed to carry half the fucking load. And if, you see what I mean? Men are supposed to carry half the fucking load. And if he's not going to carry half the fucking load, you know, then why the fuck should she be with him? That's not the argument. The argument is when a man tries to teach a woman how to fucking live in that man's life, there's a fucking issue there. No, you're both sharing space. No, hold on. The reason why a man brings a woman into his life is for the affection, for the bond. And now he's trying to teach her, this is how I expect my life to run. Baseline. And if it's compatible with hers, then they can continue on that relationship living together. If not, there's a problem. There's a fucking major problem.
I think that women are taught and develop a lot more than men, such that men need, like, so many more years to even, like...
You see what I mean? Did you catch that? Didn't I fucking tell you he was going to deflect? Instead of addressing, like, yeah, you're right, and women should too, what did he say? Women develop faster than men, and men develop slower. That's such a weak-ass argument. If that's the truth, then why do women pick shit guys to be with? I'm telling you, I know Destiny better than he knows himself. This guy's a walking contradiction.
Like, catch up to, like, where they should be to be, like, a functional adult. That's what the feeling that I have. But
yeah, but if you're going to take that position...
What did I tell you about feelings? What did I tell you about a man who talks in feelings? A man who says, I feel that way? Feelings are... I've already explained this. Feelings are joy, anger, jealousy, disgust, pity, sympathy. What he described is a belief. It's not a feeling. It's a belief. And any man who talks in feeling is in their feminine. So everything he's describing is like only beneficial for me. But when it's not, you already know where I'm going with this, man. You already know where I'm going with this. So you're smart enough to catch that. A man who lives like the life of a fucking feminist because he's around fucking women. Why does he pick up on so many women? Is because he knows them. Why does he know them? Because he acts like one. He was raised by one. You realize that there's more, you can get more pussy thinking like a chick than you do thinking like a man. That's why he fucking picks these mediocre ass women to be with. Is because he can get inside their mind.
position, then it kind of gets into, you know, women probably are actually more ready than we're willing to say to have to start a family at 17 or 18, but we just have a mismatch of society. So if we're going to take that tip, like, I would agree with you, but
what would that mismatch in society be, do you think? So she's saying that they're ready at 17 and 18, but what is this mismatch in society? I think that's her subtle way of saying, beating around the bush of saying, we won't accept men, older men, or any kind of man shacking up with a chick at age 17 or 18 unless they're 17 and 18 themselves. See what I mean?
It is sexy if a man knows how to keep a house clean. Who the hell wants to be with a dirty bum? Like, true. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, so the reason why I clean my house, number one, it makes me happy. It gives me fulfillment. My husband does.
Sorry, she said something and I gotta rewind this again. It's sexy to see a guy who cleans his house. So, okay, let me get this straight. So an ugly looking guy, 5'8", can go out there with no game, pick up a chick because he shows him, what, pictures of his house that's clean? Oh yeah, check out that fucking bathroom, huh? Check out them fucking shelves, huh? Aren't they fucking nice and spotless? Look at the dishes, huh? Nice and organized. Yeah, right. Because, you know, when you're on a dating app, the first thing you fucking ask a chick isn't for tits and pussy pictures. It's how nice she keeps her room. How nice she keeps her fucking, her bathroom, right? Because, you know, when we were all younger and horny as shit, we didn't send dick pics. We sent pictures of our room. And how clean it was, right? Because it's just that sexy. Dumb bitch.
My husband doesn't have to worry about it, and he seems to be really, really happy when I make a home-cooked meal. Uh-huh. Like, I used to think that the stuff about cooking for a man I thought was made up, and then I started doing it, and it's almost like an entire game-changer, almost like an aphrodisiac at times. But that's for the couple to decide within the marriage.
For sure.
The problem is, though, is that we have a lot of women that are indoctrinated by feminism to never do anything for the express pleasure of a man, and that's not fair, because what if you would like for him to do some things for the express pleasure of you?
Uh-huh.
Right? We need to be...
Boom! I was just about to say it, too. I was just about to fucking say that. See, the reason why you cook a meal for your family, why you go out and barbecue on a grill, that's for you. But when you see your family satisfied with your meal, that gives you a sense of amazing comfort. When you see your family fucking enjoying a meal that you fucking slaved over, that makes you happy. Now, I do the reverse. With my buddies, I intentionally burn the rice. Well, I like how I just contradicted myself. And by that, for those of you who don't know, I have a thing against Puerto Ricans and Koreans. Not that I hate them as a race. I just don't like the way they cook because, and I always make fun of them because they burn the rice. You know, Koreans burn the rice and make it crispy on the bottom, and that's their kind of snack. Same thing with Puerto Ricans, and I fucking don't know why. But me personally, what I do is I intentionally burn the rice and I burn everything. And they're like, why the fuck did you burn everything? And I'm like, because you're going to eat it. I'm like, what? I'm not eating that burnt shit. I'm like, if you're not, you're a bitch. I'm trying to teach him something. Because when I was fucking living outdoors, and I had no way of gauging temperature, I had no temperature control, I had nothing, I still ate the fucking raw rice. I still ate that burnt-ass piece of fucking Spam. Because when shit hits the fan, you're going to need to fucking struggle a little bit, and you got to remind yourself, you know, basically, nothing's ever good. Well, and I'm not saying that I do this every fucking time. I just do this once in a blue moon where my friends are gathered together, we're all drunk, and I'm like, dude, you guys want to do some tough man shit? And I eat and I burn a fucking tortilla on one side, and then I put peanut butter on the center. I'm like, all right, eat that. I'm like, but it's burnt. Yeah, that's the point. One of these days you're going to need to toughen up and do some shit that you're going to be really uncomfortable with. Don't throw it away. Eat it all. It instills something in them. And right when they eat it, they're like, wow, I do feel tough. And it's not because of the meal itself that made them tough, obviously. It's the experience that they went through, realizing that they can do it. That's what a good friend does. They instill experiences in other men to be able to carry on into life. And that's what these two fucking simpletons aren't realizing, is that we don't do that in society. We don't do things to toughen up each other. Well, that's not true. My buddies do that. When we go into the hot tub and we're fucking joking around and laughing, and then they're like, hey, dude, get into the fucking cold pool. And I'm like, God damn it. And of course, like, I even tell them, like, dude, it's going to be freezing cold when I get in there. Like, do it. You know what? As a matter of fact, I was wrong about that. We do that. We dare each other to do shit that's hard. Dude, I dare you to drink that fucking tequila with the fucking hot sauce in it. Dude, I dare you to fucking... Yeah, we do that. Sorry, I don't know why I said that. I guess I just haven't had enough of those experiences.
To be fair and see what we're willing to do for the other partner. But, you know, my husband took care of me while I was in my first trimester. Like, obviously, I'm not going to be able to cook and clean to the same way just because that takes a lot out of you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if young men are not being taught these skills, that's just poor parenting. And I would argue it's poor mothering. Because when I've seen it, because I've dated as well, mm-hmm. it's like the mom is crippling the son by doing everything for him.
Sure, but like, isn't this even an issue? And doesn't this kind of come up in Hispanic communities where you have like the girls are kind of like taught from a pretty early age that they need to be like doing the cooking and cleaning, and that like the little boys are kind of like the kings of the household, and they're kind of like taught that they need to go and get jobs and like find women, and like that's just kind of like the expected roles like early on.
So. Yeah, that's the problem with Marianismo and Machismo, because we talked about the mom being like Holy Mother Mary, uh-huh. and then we have to look at, okay, well, what's the Machismo side? It's like the son is almost like Jesus, and it creates a problem in modern dating. I dated a Latino uh-huh. man, and that was literally my textbook experience. He had the most disgusting room ever. But another man I dated, or I was in a long-term relationship with him, he came from a single mother home, and his mom was messy, and he was just a very, like a gross individual. So is it?
So the reason why I don't like Hispanic communities or cultures is because of their culture itself, the mentality. What she's describing is something personal, right? So in the culture of Hispanics is like the women stay at home and clean while the guy goes out and slaves for the household. So is it any wonder why the Hispanic guy was living like dog shit? As a matter of fact, I get that all the time. You know, how come your fucking clothes are in a big pile? I was like, dude, I haven't gotten to it. I go out and I work fucking 10, I try to work 10 hours, and then I work out, and then I prep my meals, and then I wash the dishes as I'm fucking cooking. By the time I'm done eating, and I just want to relax and rest. And I don't want to have to go through drawers pulling that shit out. I just want to go through a pile, and like, it's much easier for me that way. Other people would disagree. You're like, dude, you gotta fucking just go through the pile. You know what, dude? The pile's there. I know the clothes are there. I gotta go through drawer A, drawer B, drawer C. Well, how hard is it? As soon as you get, how hard is it to take the clothes out of the dryer and then just neatly organize it? Have you fucking timed yourself? Oh, it's really easy and fast. If you have like 4 pairs of clothes, yeah. Because I've done that. When I was homeless, I had 4 pairs of clothes in my backpack at all times. I washed every fucking day. Excuse me, 5 pairs and 6 pairs of jeans, just in case. And I would ranger roll all that shit. Well, my point is that, yeah, that makes sense. But when you've got 3 weeks of fucking clothes to go through, plus dry cleaning, plus some other shit, 4 or 5 sweaters. No, dude. I'm not doing that. Like, fuck it. It's all in a pile, and guess what? Every fucking Saturday, I wash. So I'm, like, sorry, dude. Between my fucking life and my schedule, organizing and putting away my clothes is, and on top of that, I hate drawers. I want to build my shelves so I could just easily take it off the shelf. It'll be so much easier for me to not have to open up a drawer and then figure out like a Tetris move on how to fucking organize shit. If it's on a shelf, I could just pick it off the fucking shelf. And that's another, again, like I said, it's another project I'm trying to do, creating floating shelves so I could just easily just throw the shit on the shelf. I have all the room in the world to fucking not have to open up another drawer and close another one and open up another one. I don't know. To you guys, it seems like very easy, basic shit, but to me, it's just fucking mind-numbingly tasking. To have to, you know, a toolbox to me is like a fucking nightmare. I'd rather just have a tool set. Just a set. I already know that the fucking third or fourth set is just nothing but ratchets and sockets. Rather than fucking go through drawer after drawer after drawer of fucking, you know. I don't know, dude. I guess I'm weird like that.
Is it something that I think comes with age? I don't know. I think it's a parenting problem, but that would be... Here's the thing. Uh-huh. So we talk about modern dating and the problems, right? Women are statistically the primary caregivers, and I do think that we're culture makers. So when we...
I've said this time and time again. Primary caregivers, sure, I'll give her that. But culture makers. You see, men create the... and I've said this time and time again. Men go out and they create the routine, and women that celebrate the routine at the end of, you know, whatever, create the culture. I've said this time and time and time again. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I see women getting together and creating a fucking festival to celebrate, you know, something. And it's, again... So every time my grandfather would come home with a bonus, my grandmother would celebrate by throwing a big feast every March, I think it was. So we were guaranteed sometime during March, we were guaranteed a fucking full buffet on a Saturday. As my grandfather's way of saying thank you, you know, to his family. And we would have like a whole fucking thing. We would listen to music. We would come over. The kids would play outside. The girls would help cook and clean and do all the shit. And the husbands would just sit around, laugh and talk and have a beer, watch sports, talk about politics or whatever it was. I mean, that was just the culture in our family. And then other families saw us doing that every March, and then they started doing that. And then our families would get together and you know, three families, I believe, would get together and they would celebrate every March their husband's achievements. See what I mean? I've said this time and time again. Women create the culture. Men need to create the routine. And because men aren't creating routines, there's no fucking culture. So is it any wonder why it's so easy to fucking take... the culture that we have today of America and just completely throw it the fuck away, because we haven't been pursuing that. We haven't been trying to keep up with that. But like I said before, once it's all gone and thrown away and then we come and repair it, we get to say, hey, you don't get to fucking tell us, you know, how we were fucking up when you girls weren't the ones like sticking around for, you know, for the, how do I explain it? When you girls weren't sticking around to help us with that. You guys weren't motivating us. You guys weren't fucking there to be a part of that. You girls just sold out to other corporate companies and this gay shit. Because it was easier that way. It's much easier to pick up another lifestyle than it is. I mean, look... It's easier to pick up another guy, right? Instead of trying to motivate the guy to push for, you know, for harder greatness. No, it's easier just to get a new guy. Same thing here. It's easier to pick up another culture than it is to make one up. Happens every fucking time.
When we complain about modern men, I think we need to be looking at mothers, right? Uh-huh. And but if I'm a mom and I don't have much, I don't know, it's complicated because you can go the single mother route of it to where it's like, of course she's going to put him on a pedestal because it's the only man in her life. But uh-huh. I'm with you. I'm not here for the dirty guys. But the red pill tells you to clean your damn house. It does tell you to do that. Ryan Stone, he actually just wrote this pretty basic book. It's called Frame. He literally tells men to shower because they do need to be told to shower.
But even like, could you imagine? Hold on, but just think about that. Look at the goddamn state of men. Okay, can you imagine me saying some shit about like, you should watch this woman content creator? She's so good. Like, she tells women that if you want to get laid, it's important to clean your ass. Right? You never hear a woman content creator, but for men. That you have to say that, like, hey,
yeah.
It's not gay to clean your butthole. Like, what the, like, you have to say that to men. I feel like the difference.
All right, so I'm going to rewind that a bit. I'll do it now because I know I keep saying that and I move forward.
It's an advice about, like,
old to shower.
But, even like.
So, here's the thing. What she said about telling a guy to shower, right? I know dudes that just don't fucking shower, and they come to work, they do their thing, and then you go to their house, and their whole family's like that. It's a learned fucking behavior. And again, when you don't have a mother pushing you to fucking go to... Dude, my mom used to fucking yell at me if I didn't shower again. Once before you go to school, once when you come back. Or excuse me, once before you go to sleep. So that means I was showering in the morning. Now that I think about it, it's fucking psychotic. You fucking shower before you hit the bed, and of course that makes sense. Japanese culture has that too. You don't fucking come to bed without showering. Duh. But once before you go to work, like you've only been sleeping. But that's the way my mom was, so I showered twice a fucking day. Twice a day. And for her to say, yeah, there's a girl, you know, there's a guy out there who's telling men to shower, and then Destiny fires back with, you never hear a woman doing that. Dude, there's literally hundreds of TikTok videos of women saying, like, you girls don't even wash your fucking coochie. There's a fucking porn star out there. Remember when I showed you guys that video where Sharpie, the pimp, he was on a fucking podcast where these girls were fucking bragging about, like, taking loads in the face, and then they just, ragged off the cum. They just took a bunch of, like, spot wipes and just, like, wiped themselves down. And he was like, you guys are nasty as shit. There's hundreds of videos of women out there saying, you know, you girls don't even wash your ass. You girls don't even, and you girls shame each other for doing that. And in the black culture and in the black community, they shame each other for fucking smelling. For not washing themselves. So for this guy to sit there and be disingenuous and say, you never hear a woman say that, just goes to show you that he pedestalizes women over men. He pedestalizes the very bare basics of women. What it is to be human, really. But he idealizes women more than men. He puts women on a pedestal saying, they've got their shit together. They're going to colleges more. They're doing. And what about the ones that are out there doing drugs and that are homeless? I can tell you there's a lot of guys out here that are homeless, but I see a lot of fucking women out here too. Don't shower, don't do anything, but prefer to fucking go out and do their drugs. They're on their period. Fuck, dude. I saw a woman who had booty shorts on, and there was blood dripping down her leg, and she was rummaging through the trash. Destiny won't tell you about that, because Destiny lives in his fucking room. He's got an echo chamber of people just reflecting nothing but positive shit. But you see study after study after study of men being analyzed, but you never see the studies of women being analyzed. Because we're already living in this culture where it's acceptable to accept a woman's to accept a woman as flawless. And it's just not fucking true. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having the dating culture that we have today. We wouldn't be having the cultural issues in America that we have today. We wouldn't be having this shit where men don't want to try anymore. I mean, there's a reason why MGTOW exists. And he refuses to admit that there's a problem in the fucking court system. No, he wants to fucking make it about men don't want to try harder. And again, I can't tell you how fucking upsetting and disgusting it is to see this guy with blue hair making millions of dollars with a wife who he constantly cheats on. Let's make no mistake. He says it's a polyamorous relationship. Dude, they're cheating on each other. And they're okay with it. You want to know why? Because they don't take each other serious. They don't. It's in their best convenience to have low taxes and to be able to do whatever the fuck they want. That's all that is. It's a verbal contractual agreement. And I bet you they both signed fucking prenups. I guarantee you. I guarantee you they both signed prenups. So he talks shit about men who idealize thoughts, right? When he himself is dating a fucking thought. If you don't believe it, go and fucking look her up on Twitch. I forget her name is Mindy or some shit. She's got her tits hanging out and fucking half her ass hanging out. Just spread the fuck out like a fucking pinup. I'm telling you, dude, this guy's living such a backwards fucking life. I can't even understand how anybody is subscribed to him, taking him fucking serious. Pardoning the actions of one fucking sect of people and demonizing another is without taking the time to reflect his life and say, am I correct on this? I can't tell you how many times I look at myself in the mirror after making a video like this, thinking to myself, fuck, dude, am I going crazy? Am I wrong for being so judgmental towards women nowadays? But then when I get phone calls like I did yesterday, where my buddy, he's got a girl pregnant, and she's a single mom. Not married to her. And he's not talking to his mom. And I'm like, why aren't... And you guys can already paint the picture in your head. But to fill in for that vague feeling that you might have, I'm going to tell you, he's not talking to his mom because she's... And I even told him, like, I bet you fucking $10 right now on the phone. The reason why you're not talking to your mom is for the exact same reason that you weren't talking to me. Because she and I would be on the exact same page. Just because she has a kid doesn't make her a good mom, man. And that's the problem that we have in society, is that we believe that because she has a kid, that makes her a good mom. Just because she's been divorced, that makes her a good wife. That makes her wifey material. No, it doesn't. It makes her a fucking failure. And for whatever reason, we as men have a fucking a soft spot for that. We want to save them. Well, I don't know about you on the other side of the phone. You probably don't feel that anymore. But I still do. And I never forget that. It's a trick that you're fucking blamed, that my feelings and emotions and my mind plays on me. And I always got to keep that in check. So after this video, yeah, I'm going to go fucking rinse off. I'm going to go fucking, you know, go cook a meal, go do whatever. And I'm going to be thinking, am I wrong? Was I wrong for making this video? And Destiny never has that fucking epiphany. And every time I get a phone call like I did with my best friend last night, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm not wrong. There's a reason why I make this video. It's because I don't want anybody repeating the same mistake that I made, the same mistake that he made. So yeah, he got a dancer that he met at, you know, one of our favorite bars, pregnant. She has a single, you know, she's a single mom. Got as you could imagine, it was a drug dealer, and he's an ex police officer, and he's a blue pilled simp, as you would imagine, and he's giving up cigars, and he's giving up fucking drinking, and he's giving up all this other shit. You know, he's like 25, 26. Not because of the kid, but because of her. And she's playing the fucking game that we've all been there. She leaves and she comes back, and she leaves and she comes back. And every time she leaves, it's just to get him to capitulate. And he's trying to get this fucking chick to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm like, God damn, bro. Does she have her own car? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Well, I don't know what to tell you. See, she doesn't give a fuck because he's already got his truck paid off. She doesn't give a fuck because he's already got a house in his name. There's just too much to unpack. And every one of you guys on the other side of this listening to this already have 1,000 thoughts that I haven't said yet going through your fucking mind. Ready to hit that comment section. You guys are just going to add on to the fucking flame. But we already know what's going to happen. We've already predicted the future because we've seen it. We've been through it. And it's not going to end well. And that's the reason why I'm trying to work so hard is to get a 5-bedroom home so that when the relationships do fall apart, my buddies have a place to stay to get their fucking lives together. Because we've all been there. Through the most depressing shit in our lives, it has crippled us. It gave us a place, like, we've been through so fucking much to the point where we're just like, what the fuck do we do now? What's the point of going to work? What's the point of showering? What's the point in fucking living if I don't get to have that family? If I fucking failed? I know that they're going to go through that. And I want them to have a place to fucking relax and not think about anything other than just getting their lives together. To have a place to mourn. To have a place to fucking feel vulnerable. To have somebody that's always there to understand them and say, dude, you weren't fucking wrong in trying to take their, you know, trying to take on all this responsibility. Now that you failed, remember what this feels like. Get your ass back together. Fight twice as hard. Live out of spite, the way that Pop, like Terrence Pop would say. That's why I try so fucking hard to work and put in those extra hours so that I can have a fucking 3-bedroom. I'm trying to get a better job so I can save up enough money to get a 5-bedroom. Because I know that this shit is going to fucking hit him hard. And I constantly think about him and I pray for him. And every time I call him, they don't pick up the phone. Why? Because of the fucking shit that I say. They don't want, their chicks don't want me around. They fucking hate my ass. They hear me on the other side of the phone and they're like, why are you talking to him? Hey man, I gotta go. I'm like, no bro, fuck, stay on the phone. Click. Alright, motherfucker, fine. But guess who's gonna be there when the fucking shit hits the fan? I'm not leaving my buddies behind. I don't give a fuck if they do stop talking to me. If they do decide to fucking call me again, hey man, how's it going? Okay, I told you so. Now are you ready to fucking recover? Oh, dude, that red pill rage is going to be some fucking shit, man. God damn.
Because you can go the single mother route of it to where it's like, of course she's going to put him on a pedestal because it's the only man in her life. But uh-huh. I'm with you. I'm not here for the dirty guys. But the red pill tells you to clean your damn house. It does tell you to do that. Ryan Stone, he actually just wrote this pretty basic book. It's called Frame. He literally tells men...
Can you imagine me saying some shit about... Like, you should watch this woman content creator. She's so good. Like, she tells women that if you want to get laid, it's important to clean your ass, right? You never hear a woman content creator. But for men, that you have to say that. Like, hey,
yeah.
It's not gay to clean your butthole. Like, what the – like, but you have to say that to men. I feel like the differences in advice are, like – like, there's not a bunch of female content creators like, woman, it's really important that you, like, go to the gym and you look okay. Like, women learn that at age 8. They're putting on their mom's makeup already. But for men who are, like, 27 years old, it's like, listen, bro, okay, let's go for, like, 320 next year, okay, instead of being 350 pounds, okay? Or, like, maybe you should shave, right? Like, the disparity in life skills there is overwhelming, yeah. I think.
Well,
right?
Again, this is what, I think it's these overbearing moms, and this is, I'm dying on this hill. Sure. I don't care. But in the military...
Well, but sorry, go ahead. I'm going to write that down, and then I'll go ahead.
So in the military, I met your average guy, right? Uh-huh. Because it's... The military is kind of like a snapshot of the American population, just way smaller. It's less than 1%.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, these
sample size.
Grown men literally had to be told to shower by other grown men.
Uh-huh.
But again, this is why I think it's a parenting problem. My husband even kicked somebody.
So here's the reason behind that. Now, they go from one overbearing, domineering, you know, household to another. Period. Simple. And as a matter of fact, Mannix the Pirate. Dude, if you guys don't remember Mannix the Pirate, he's no longer on the internet. He disappeared back in 2010. We went to Brazil. But he said that. He's like, dude, for the longest time I had a problem showering because my mother would fucking cuss me out and yell at me and, you know, borderline beat the shit out of me. So when I went into the military, you know, as in the army, as an infantryman, it was a big fucking problem. A big fucking problem. They would smoke his ass all fucking day long, and he refused to shower at the end of the day to the point where they would fucking literally just drench his ass in water to make him not afraid of water. Because that's what the military thought that he was afraid of, was the water. And then they thought he was afraid of soap. And they literally had to teach him how to not teach him, but, like, force him in a position where he had to fucking shower. And eventually, yeah, he started fucking showering out of the fucking wanting to do it. It's like what David Goggins said, you gotta do shit you hate until you love it. But the thing is that when you come from an abusive household, fuck, my uncle was the same way. Joined the Marine Corps. For years and years and years, he was wondering, like, where this dirty smell was coming from, like, shit. And he realized, when he joined the military, that smell came from him. And he was like, I was so emotionally and so physically abused that I was afraid to shower. The only thing that I was in my mind was fight or flight. And every time he tells that story, he goes into, like, an emotional breakdown. So is it any wonder, like, when you come from an abusive household and then you go to a system, especially as a kid, blindly thinking, like, oh, it's going to be better than my household. No, it's fucking worse. And you're under contract. Like, you can't just fucking leave. And you're being, managed, micromanaged through a microscope. Yeah, it's going to fucking put you in a position where, like, dude, I'm afraid to shower. I'm afraid to leave my room because I'm afraid of getting yelled at. So yeah, it makes fucking sense why she would be in a place like that. As a matter of fact, my recruiter, Valdez, he told me, like, dude, were you abused as a kid? And I was like, no, nothing like that. And he's like, dude, come on, you're Hispanic. And I looked at him and I just, like, dude, I was, but it's not as bad as you might think. Like, I have, my quirk is, I don't like people putting their hands on me. Unwarranted. If it's training, something completely different. But if somebody's, like, doing this and I poked him and to get your attention because you're not looking at me, just poke, 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 poke. To get my visual attention to talk. Yeah, that's a problem. I don't like that. When people push me out of anger, that's a problem. If it's out of discipline, not a problem. And he's like, okay, I just want to make sure. See what I mean? There's a difference there. Huge difference. So for her to just not acknowledge that is very disingenuous. It just goes to show you that she's not as smart as she, claims to be.
Somebody out once because he's got that rank, so he's like, you need to go and clean underneath your fingernails and take a shower and get a new uniform. Now I don't know if that's like a social problem or what, but yeah, that's why
there you go, has no fucking clue. The only reason why I know this is because I've seen it in my family. I've experienced it firsthand. My grandmother was a tyrant. If you had something unorganized, well, then again, her father served in both World War I and World War II. So she came from a very militant background. So if something was out of place, out of order, she would throw that entire section of whatever it was away. And check this out. My uncle would have to fetch that shit out of the garbage can. So now, guess what he does? He goes into the trash and he fucking looks for shit. And dude, I gotta tell you, he's come up with some really amazing shit. He's come up with bottles of alcohol. He's come up with fucking gold coins. He's found all kinds of shit. People throw away jars of change. And he's like, dude, I found like $100 in change. And I thought he was bullshitting. This whole time I thought like, dude, he's such a fucking like bullshit artist. And until his fucking wife was like, Mijo, you want to see something? And it's just fucking, okay, you know those water jugs that are like 5 gallons? He had 9 of those filled to the brim with fucking coins. And he's like, they're just too heavy. I can't take them to the bank. But he has 9 of them. Fucking filled to the brim with fucking coins. Of coins that he picks off the fucking ground. Coins that he finds at a coffee shop. Coins that he, you know what I mean? Because that's what my grandmother instilled in him from all that fight or flight. So to me, is it any fucking Wonder Woman? No, of course not, because she's not paying attention to anything other than herself. She's not paying attention to a man's suffering. She's not paying attention to, you know, the problems that are actually going on and what those causes and reasons are and the simple solution behind it. No, dude. She sits there bringing up all these questions, wondering why. That's why I don't fucking like Destiny. That's why I don't fucking like this cunt. It's because they sit there and they shit on people that are mentally broken. They're fucking destroyed. And then he's pedestalizing these destroyed women while demonizing men. And she's fucking demonizing men while like shitting on these other women. And I finally figured out why it is that these girls are so over goddamn sexed. There's no fucking love in the house. The man is always at work fucking working. Or kicked out of the house, kicked out of their lives entirely. So is it any wonder why they fucking go out and find these deadbeat ass men to fucking be with? It's because one, they're mentally stimulating and exciting. And two is because they fucking offer free dick. And if that's your choice in getting high, of course you're gonna go after that. Of course you're gonna sell your ass for attention. Of course there's like thousands of fucking OnlyFans chicks. Of course there's thousands of simps. Of course there's thousands and hundreds of fucking single men and women right now. To them, it's just like, well, I don't know where this problem stems from. It's so fucking insulting to everyone's intelligence. Now, for those of you, because this video is already long, for those of you who have stayed long enough to listen to this fucking rant, I'm going to use a little bit of symbolism here. I'm going to go back to something that I've said. Look at this. The video's almost over, so I'm just going to end it right here. This woman, who claims to be a stay-at-home mom, you know, that classic mother, is giving her attention to a guy who couldn't give a fuck to give her the same exact respect and attention. He's on his fucking video game. Let that sink in. Guard your heart.